time once again for the segment we like to call the A Moment of Science Incredibly Hardy Award. Nature is all about survival, and the Incredibly Hardy Award is given out to any species, past or present, that shows an impressive ability to take a licking and keep on ticking. Today's recipient, Conan the Bacterium. Yes, Conan the Bacterium. That's the playful name given by biologists to an organism whose official moniker is Deinococcus radiodurans. D. radiodurans is microscopic, but that doesn't mean it's a pushover. It can take heat, cold, long periods of desiccation. In fact, D. radiodurans is so tough that you can't even kill it with intense radiation, almost a sure-kill treatment for living things. Let's use ourselves as an example. Very high-energy photons are called gamma rays, and they are measured in rads. Moderate-energy photons, such as those coming from the sun and landing on you right now, aren't too dangerous. Gamma rays, however, are another matter. About 1,000 rads of gamma rays will kill a person. Would 1,000 rads kill Conan the Bacterium? No. D. radiodurans shrugs it off. 2,000 rads? 10,000 rads? Researchers have found that D. radiodurans even survives a blistering assault of 1.5 million rads, radiation so intense it literally breaks DNA apart. Within a couple hours, D. radiodurans calmly stitches its genome back together again, no worse for the wear. Indeed, a global nuclear war, heaven forbid, would end the life of almost everything on the planet, but biologists speculate Conan the Bacterium would still be around afterward. Let's hope no one ever runs that particular test. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Jose Bonner in biology. I'm Don Glass.